I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Death of Kobe Bryant and his young daughter and others yesterday while flying through fog in a helicopter in Calabasas, California. And I'm going to start with a symposium a few days ago in Florida on human trafficking with the widow of the late Senator John McCain, where she says everyone knew that he was a monster. Everyone knew that Jeffrey Epstein was doing all these terrible things to young girls and children, but everyone was scared. So you knew, but you were scared. But your husband helped bring in Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Libya and in Syria that enslaved hundreds of thousands of women and children. And he helped cover up the DynCorp operations and child kidnapping and helped defend the Clintons and their crimes. So it sounds like Cindy McCain's very naive about just who her late husband was. Because the whole currency of D.C. is on pedophilia. And as she says, they all knew it. And everybody's like, wow, you knew it, but you didn't say anything. She says, everybody knew. Well, who knew 15 years ago? Alex Jones. And I only raise that point to say this. I'm being deplatformed. I'm being sued. I'm being attacked. They're running dirty tricks against me every day. And the left thumps their chest and says, Alex Jones is bad. He deserves to be destroyed. It's open season on him. The average leftist in the street. When I exposed all of this and the blackmail rings with the Clintons, Hillary, her first job with a law degree was to go to the Dixie Mafia in Arkansas, where the Chicago Mafia that her dad was high up in actually ran their operations. And she represented Dixie Mafia who would grab children off the streets and torture them to death and rape them until their cervixes were smashed through and they could never have children, had to have their uteruses taken out. Yes, men rape little girls so hard that they tore their insides out. I've had the women here sitting next to me. They also smashed their faces in, crushed their noses in, broke their jaws. Those are special. And Hillary's on tape laughing and giggling about it. When you want your daughter to go to the fast track, you send her down to represent child rapists. That's what she does. Thank you. rituals and was in the middle of it. I'm going to stop right there. Let's just say, when you know this stuff, you watch TV and see people on it, it gives you a chill up your spine. So, back to Kobe Bryant. Sorry, back to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant had a 19-year-old woman come up to his hotel room at how many, was it 15 years ago, woman? And then they were never sure who said consensual, but then the whole thing got dropped. And he's not had a bigger history around that. The point is, though, you saw Kavanaugh being railroaded. You see how the left weaponizes it, how Hollywood weaponizes it. And then when, Meryl Streep wants to give a standing ovation for Roman Polanski, who drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl. Bloody. I'm not going to get into the details of it. They support that. So CNN comes out about Kobe Bryant. I've got the articles right here. And says, he's a rapist. Even though he was never convicted of it. When they are the ones on CNN that have been covering up for Jeffrey Epstein and the industrial level information. I get why Ari Shaffir, who I know well, many years, came out and said, look at Hollywood that, you know, is covering up for Kobe Bryant, the rapist. I'm glad his helicopter crashed and all this stuff being shocking, saying, look, you know, you guys are celebrating this rapist. He's trying to jump on the bandwagon. You see at the Golden Globes and other places where tearing down Hollywood's cool. And at a certain point, that's healthy and that's good. But the angle of making fun of somebody right after they're dead with their child when they were not convicted of the rape is disgusting. But he has the right to say it and should not be deplatformed over it. All I'm saying is CNN and others are saying Kobe Bryant rapist. I've got the articles and videos right here. And there's a backlash to that. They can't help their Me Too movement on that. Because they use that, saying all men are rapists and dividing the sexes against each other, to cover up their real operations, the Satanism, the pedophilia, the true evil that many of the CNN executives we know are indeed involved in, and the ritualistic trauma of the children of some of the hosts you see on CNN. That was 17 years ago. And so CNN, right after he dies with his daughter, brings that out and tweets that out, hoping to be the center of a new controversy, just like Ari Shaffir just did, who I like to go on the show. It's easy to make a point like that at that point and be the big national, you know, individual. But what's harder to do is to actually get into what really unfolded and what's happening, and how Cindy McCain is talking about how they all knew about Jeffrey Epstein, that means the Clintons, and did nothing, but there are the Clintons at your husband's funeral worshiping him. So she's now trying to play the savior here, but now it's a big controversy because people are like, wait a minute, you all knew? Think about that. That's the big story. That's the big issue. And the full video is up on Infowars.com. We all knew John McCain's widow comments on Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking charges. Here it is.
Everything. You know, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him. All of a sudden, someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore on what you're doing. It's not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all these things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're gonna, and they, not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing. These guys, especially. In my opinion, if, you know, I know there's questions, but he should have faced the music, that one. He should have. Yes. Sorry.
We had to delay the end of that for Stacey. She says that Jeffrey Epstein is a chicken bleeper for killing himself. So she goes along with the official lie that he killed himself. And don't worry, the people that did it are going to be made examples out of, even though she admits she was an accomplice and she knew all about it. So CNN's not going to call out Cindy McCain. They're going to call out people out there like Kobe Bryant. After they're dead because they can't defend themselves 17 years after the case against them was dropped. And they're going to call him a rapist. Because that's going to cover for the real rapists that are out there. The people raping our minds, raping our culture, raping our health, raping our children, literally and metaphysically. We come back, I'm going to get to the cartoon that came out a few years ago that foreshadowed Kobe Bryant crashing in a helicopter. He survived the fictional example of that. And then I'm going to finish up and move on into the live coverage of the second day of the Trump defense. It's powerful. We'll be going in and out of that, opening the phones up, and then getting to all the other news. And there is a lot of it as it breaks and unfolds. Please remember, the way we reach new people is tell folks about the local AM FM stations you're listening to, the local TV stations. It's so important to do that. And it's so important to send out the live feed from band.video, infowars.com/show, in your email, and on your text messages, and on your Facebook, and on your Google, and all those other areas. It's so critical to get that live feed out. This is the forbidden transmission. Only you can carry it forward.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream is triple beauty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothening calluses. With none of the helpful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure that Silver Cream is hard at work promoting your skin.
InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You ask, we deliver. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause, because we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Fever 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Broadcasting with four 100,000-watt transmitters, this is WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Day of Trump's defense after 4 months of one-sided kangaroo court behavior is about to begin. The Democrats have been trying to block this. The mainstream media has not been covering it. Stephanopoulos got caught on a hot mic directing them during coverage over the weekend to not show it, not let you hear what they're saying. I mean, that's how one-sided this is. And even if the president was guilty of the stuff they've made up, not giving him a fair trial means he must be acquitted. Well, he's totally innocent. It's ridiculous. So we will get a feed of that for you once that kicks off. Now, getting back into Kobe Bryant, people watch folks on TV for many years, and they get to feel like they're family. People get stabbed, people die. And it's good to celebrate fellow humans, and it's good to celebrate athletes, but we should also celebrate our own families and our own achievements, and then realize that when our neighbor dies, it's as big a deal as Kobe Bryant dying, and that's how Hollywood controls us, by hypnotizing us and believing what's on the screen is more real than what's happening around us in everyday life. But realizing that life is short and that we're all equal and that we're mortal is also a powerful moral to all of this. But those attacking Bryant within hours of him dying as a rapist, just to get headlines, are CNN. I mean, CNN's like a cuss word now. It's like a, you just describe it. Don't say bad things about CNN. Just say it's what CNN is. But I don't think they should be censored for it. I think it's their right to jump on that bandwagon if they want to make themselves look like they're exposing abuse of women when what their main job is covering it up, just like Sidney McCain was just doing. Eerie cartoon depicts Kobe Bryant helicopter crash in 2016 Comedy Central cartoon of Sumner Redstone. Eerily depicted basketball legend Kobe Bryant crashing in a helicopter. Here it is.
It's Kobe Bryant!
Help me!
Just pass me the trophies and we'll pull you out!
Pass! These were Shaq.
That wasn't the only show to predict Kobe's death. It was done in other programs as well. Kobe's gonna end up dying in a helicopter crash. Post it on Twitter. That's pretty easy to do. It's like saying, oh, that somebody dies in a car accident. What ends up happening? Car accident is one of the main causes of death. And I'm not part of the helicopter industry. I don't own a helicopter. I've been up in a lot of it. And it's one of the safest forms of travel out there, unless you're flying in fog. And then you know what happens to Ray Vaughan as well. Very, very sad. You know, I guess I could try to get his brother on. I'm good friends with. To, you know, talk about his brother and talk about this now in the hindsight, what do you think people should know? But at the end of the day, we're all just mortal. And one day we'll stick off this mortal coil. And the day you're born is the day you're dying. So to live
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Day of the Republican defense of President Trump, or the White House lawyer's defense of President Trump. The only the third time in history we're watching the trial of a sitting U.S. president when what they charged him with isn't even crimes to begin with. Obstructing Congress when it's the right and the duty of the executive to stay separate. Abuse of power, some nebulous thing that can't be proven. Truly amazing. So we're going to go to some of that live here in just a moment. And then meanwhile, we knew it was coming. The Democrats are now calling for special police units to be set up at the state level that blue cities control to go out and target right-wingers and thought crime. Dem lawmakers in Connecticut proposed new police departments specifically for fighting far-right extremism, says freedom of speech, unfortunate. The same groups are running the lawsuits against us, openly saying, for America to, quote, survive, InfoWars must be shut down, close quote. But Senator Blumenthal, Senator Murphy, all of them, just unbelievable information. We're going to get to that coming in right now. We've got the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court giving admonishments here before the second day of the trial begins. Let's go ahead and go to that live feed.
The Sergeant at Arms will make the proclamation.
All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Mr. Chief Justice.
The Majority Leader is recognized.
As the chaplain has indicated, on behalf of all of us, happy birthday. I'm sure this is exactly how you plan to celebrate today.
Well, thank you very much for those kind wishes, and thank you to all the senators for not asking for the yeas and nays.
And for the information of all the senators, we should expect a break every 2 or 3 hours, and then at 6 o'clock, a break for dinner. And with that, Mr. Chief Justice, I yield the floor.
Pursuant to the provisions of Senate Resolution 483, the counsel for the president have 22 hours and 5 minutes remaining to make the presentation of their case. The Senate will now hear you. Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, members of the Senate, managers. What we've done on Saturday is the pattern that we're going to continue today as far as how we're going to deal with the case. We deal with transcript evidence. We deal with publicly available information. We do not deal with speculation, allegations that are not based on evidentiary standards at all. We are going to highlight some of those very facts we talked about very quickly on Saturday. You're going to hear more about that. I want to give you a little bit of an overview of what we plan to do today in our presentation. You will hear from a number of lawyers. Each one of these lawyers will be addressing a particular aspect of the president's case. I will introduce the issues that they're going to discuss, and then that individual lawyer will come up and make their presentation. We want to do this on an expeditious but yet thorough basis. Let me start with, just for a very brief few moments, to take a look at where we were. One of the things that became very clear to us as we looked at the presentation from the House managers was the lack of focus on that July 25th transcript. And that's because the transcript actually doesn't say what they would like it to say. Now, we've heard, and you will hear more about that in the days ahead. We know about Mr. Schiff's version of the transcript. You heard it. You saw it. I want to keep coming back to facts. Facts that are really undisputed. The president, in his conversation, was clear on a number of points, but so was President Zelensky. I mentioned that at the close of my arguments earlier, that it was President Zelensky that said, no pressure. I didn't feel any pressure. And again, as this kind of reading of minds of what people were saying, I think we need to look at what they actually said and how it's backed up. It is our position as President's counsel that the president was all time acting under his constitutional authority, under his legal authority, in our national interest, and pursuant to his oath of office. Asking a foreign leader to get to the bottom of issues of corruption is not a violation of an oath. It was interesting because there was a lot of discussion the other day about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and one of the things that we reiterate is that he himself said there was, he did not know if there was anything of crime or anything of that nature. He had deep policy concerns. And I think that is what this is really about, is deep policy concerns, deep policy differences. We live in a constitutional republic where you have deep policy concerns and deep differences. That should not be the basis of an impeachment. If the bar of impeachment has now reached
right,
that level...
Let's fade this down for a moment. We've all heard this 100 times in the last 4 months. We know Trump did nothing wrong. But what Sekulow is getting at here is really deep. I hope he spells it out clear. The deep state thinks it's America and thinks it runs our lives and thinks that if we elect a president that doesn't do what they want and doesn't let them run a big money laundering operation out of Ukraine for $5 billion a year, that we're bad guys. That's it. It's literally a Harvard and Yale mafia. I've got a Don Lemon clip where they're making fun of dumb Americans. They say Midwesterners don't know where Ukraine is on a map. And they all three sit there and laugh at dumb Midwesterners. What the hell does that even mean? I've been around the country. The Midwesterners are hardworking, smart people. But again, it's the elitism. These people think that 97% of the country geographically doesn't like them. I've got articles on the demographics here. Bloomberg's reporting on it. So's Yahoo News. Homesteaders run for the hills to flee U.S. uncertainty. And it's how all these big leftists and billionaires and others are fleeing, believing a collapse is coming. Now, what I'm getting at here is, I feel sorry for New York and San Francisco and L.A. What a lot of good people live in those places. I don't just look at them all as elite scum because a bunch of globalist criminals run it. But when you see the disdain these people have, they believe they own us, and they don't. Yeah, they found a Reuters article. Let's put that back on screen. Thanks. Homesteaders and catastrophists run to the hills to flee U.S. uncertainty. And it's an article saying people are scared of tyranny. They're scared of the breakdown in the cities, the corruption they see, the taxation. And that, shockingly, it's a wide section of political beliefs. But see, even as the big cities collapse and reach their tentacles out towards us, they still laugh at us and hate us because we don't want to be in the grasp of these globalists and their New World Order system. We don't want to take our 5-year-olds in and have them sit on the lap of a big, fat, obese man in a Hit the Clown outfit so he can rub his abdomen on them. We don't want to just suck in the 5G and roll over and die.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network?
Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy.
Flash Routers uses a virtual private network,
or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600.
Because we'd have good food sponsors. Then they'd get sold to somebody else and they wouldn't be good anymore. And so finally, when I found a place and I bought some from them, and then I worked with them a few years before I ever even had them as sponsors, now they've been sponsors for 10 years or so. And so that's why I said, I'm going to try to let them get food. I'm going to try to let them get food spectrum. All they do is factory business. So it's their full catalog, InfoWarsStore.com, and they say 7 to 10 days. But there's no. These are good Christian, hardworking people that do what they said they're going to do. And I personally have been buying more gas masks. Because I've been able to take care of not just myself, but my neighbors. Because believe me, hungry, starving neighbors are a good thing. Or you better have extra. It is a recipe for next. 17 million people is estimated by major university studies starved after the Great Depression in this country. And that's when people were self-sufficient and they were the food base and they were folks, you know, skin them under on trot line they don't today. I suggest that the collection here InfoWarsStore.com. It's still discounted. I don't know how long. They've got a good supply of those for now. You get your store foods now. Okay, we'll come back to the latest breaking news. What's happening in
I love watching David back in the morning. I love tuning in to Old Story. I love all the other shows.
Thank you. big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K, uses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As a long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Just over the weekend, we reported that the cases of coronavirus could possibly be 10 times higher than the official number. Now it's being confirmed. Wuhan coronavirus update, 44,000 now infected, warned University of Hong Kong researchers. And this article from Natural News links to mainstream news in Hong Kong. Of course, it's way worse than they've been saying. You've seen the people dropping dead and falling down, and the hospitals totally jammed, and dead bodies lying in the corners, and all this craziness. This is big. With major cities completely locked down, residents left in Wuhan, which China quarantined to stop the coronavirus, are desperately stockpiling food and fuel, leaving empty shelves and prices skyrocketing. Wuhan coronavirus lockdown. We've got enough food to last 10 days. That was 4 days ago. Last week, there I was ordering masks and more food. And I didn't even come on air and do it myself because there's that feeling of like, well, I'm pushing it during a crisis. Of course we should promote this during a crisis. It's all the reason to get prepared and get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this thing peters out, but it doesn't look like that. It looks like it's going to get really, really bad, and people need to have water filtration. They need to have storable food. We've got the very best units out there. And as I told you, I got this call 30 minutes ago, confirmed it from our great food supplier that produces the InfoWars Select food line, the entire line of My Patriot Supply. And they said, man, it's the worst ever. All the other big suppliers they know have sold out, can't get food. They are buying ahead a ton of food, but the prices are skyrocketing, and that's in the news as well. If you lock it in now, You will get the food within 7 to 10 days, and the price won't go up. But he said that it may by tomorrow be longer if your order gets in later until you get it, and we may have to raise prices yet again. So it's gone back to regular price. It's still a great deal. He was calling us to say, listen, surprised you didn't call me the last week. You're selling a lot of food, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah. Talking to him during the break. Well, we're having to buy out now. So you can sell out of that food at that price if you want, but we're having to buy out now because it's all basically been sold out, and other people aren't able to do this, so you're going to have to raise prices. I said, well, I totally understand because we had the lowest prices of the entire My Patriot supply system. But that's how I worked it. So take advantage of this now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you get your order in now, it'll be there within 7 to 10 days. And he doesn't think he'll have to raise prices for 4 or 5 days. And hopefully this thing isn't as bad as it looks like because, again, that's what I'm really concerned about is my family personally. Again, I was going to go on vacation next week with my children. I was going to work some during it. But looks like that may not happen now. That's how bad and how serious this is. And at a certain point, I've just gotten overwhelmed. People are like, hey, you're pretty relaxed with all this going on. It's just stuff's gotten so insane. I'm just giving it to God. And God's saying to me, you need to get prepared. You need to get ready. So again, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Alexa Pure water filtration system, highest rated out there. Not just because we're in a crisis, but because we're already in a crisis with how poison the water is. Everyone should be doing it, and your purchase funds the operation. I'm done plugging. You know, I talked about this last segment, and then I've got all this news. I was planning to go to the trial and got a special guest coming up. And now all I'm thinking about is the coronavirus. I'm personally can't get it on my mind. So that's why I'm kind of having trouble today talking about other topics, is I'm very, very distracted right now. In fact, we have a guest coming on who's very smart, very pretty, and that's always nice, I'll be honest, when I'm here on air, is to talk to a nice, lovely lady who's running against a very evil lady, Nancy Pelosi. And then I'm very tempted just to cancel that or move it because I want to open the phones up on coronavirus. So we'll at least get her on for one segment, but then we'll open the phones up for coronavirus. I think this is going to be really bad, folks. It's already bad over in China. Because my gut level feeling, I feel exhausted by it. Because when I think about it, it's like, oh, like something you don't want to face. You know what I mean? But something nagging, and like I was asking myself this weekend, like, why aren't you pushing storable food during this crisis? You know, people always need a reason to get ready. That's when people buy food. I just didn't want it to be real. You know what I mean? Because you probably noticed, we haven't been very alarmist, even though the headlines have been very alarmist and have been confirmed. And now it's pretty much a bioweapon. Even mainstream news is saying that. And we're like, is this the sucker punch against Trump in America? Because this is already hurting the U.S. economy. In fact, let's look and see where the stock market is. Last time I checked, it was down 400 points or whatever. You start getting thousands and thousands dead a week from this, and it keeps spreading, and it's got an infection rate as high as Lancet says. I mean, folks, Lancet came out in a study, an emergency study they did, and they said that it has a super high infection rate and death rate. I've got a whole folder on it, actually, right here. And it just makes me ask the question, how bad is this going to get? Look at this headline. Nobody can leave. Crap, Wuhan residents stock up. Coronavirus victim rides around and shakes the control of the hospital trolley. Coronavirus victim, it goes on. 56-day quarantine in China as evidence mounts government plot. Coronavirus, it's 15% fatality rate, 83% infection rate for those exposed. Lancet emergency study. We just, that's got to be wrong. I mean, there's just no way. Hopefully it's because the sample rate is so low of who they looked at that that's skewed. I mean, it's got to be. 15% fatality rate. Hmm. 83% infection rate. New research casts doubt the coronavirus started in Wuhan food market. Of course it did. It started in a bioweapons lab. Look, Yesterday, it was 1,300 cases. I forgot to give you this headline. Now they're reporting it's 40,000 cases. That's coming out of Hong Kong. Here it is. 44,000 cases, excuse me. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And, you know, deep-seatedly, it's not even exhaustion I'm feeling. It's anger so intense that it just makes me feel sick. You know that type of anger that's so far down in your gut, in the pit of your stomach, that it's the type of anger where you just be a killing machine if you actually got in a fight? That's how I feel right now. I'm so sick of the sick freaks. I don't know if you joined us at the start of the show, but we went into all the mainline news, Chinese researchers being thrown out of labs in Canada where they had this damn thing, Bill and Melinda Gates funding a group to create it. It's obviously been souped up and is weaponized, and they never in trouble for it. I mean, you know how many secret tests that elements of the U.S. government did? Because it's not the whole government. It's the scientific dictatorship that Eisenhower warned about. He didn't just say the military-industrial complex. He said the scientific technological elite in control of the advanced research laboratories that then became DARPA are in control of the military-industrial complex. It's not the military, he said, was bad. It's the people in control of it at the scientific level. Because right at that time, they were coming to him with internet systems, and everyone has handheld computers, and we'll interface with a machine, and it'll control civilization. And and Eisenhower was like, you're going to build a post-human world? And I said, we have to, or the rest of them will. He's like, that's ridiculous. We'll just have a moratorium. We're going to go to the human future. Eisenhower gave speeches about this before he died. Most of it was classified, but he didn't get specific. He just said, there's some crazy people in the advanced weapons research labs that have got some really dangerous ideas. Well, folks, I think we've lived to see those ideas come to fruition. And now those ideas are having babies. And it's called the post-human world. And worshiping AI gods. That's why I asked the Bible in a book called that. So, yeah. It's crazy. And China has no rules. I mean, I remember TV pieces out of China 20 years ago about cows that produce human milk. And, you know, I remember having guests on 25 years ago where they have goats that are part spider in the U.S. And people didn't believe me. I don't blame you. That's crazy. That should be illegal. You know how dangerous it is?
And her son are high quality vitamin D3, vitamin K, comma. Because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring, people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can produce the vitamin D3. And that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses wreaking havoc. You've got to have this to live, not just defend against these viruses. So right now, we have winter sun still available. Even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring, I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off, $23. Despite the fact that I can sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So, winter sun, at Amazon.com, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Love. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon extract, and melatonin. Knockout has a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of light, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our The mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and sleep on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other sleep needs at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. And remember to Goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The outbreak can be
a top German virologist caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus. If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia,
situation with coronavirus.
it's obvious that it's man-made. So we'll have more on this, the paint dry, the watching paint dry, and so much more. InfoWars.com, the Mars News Today.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics. They're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place. Coordinated by big tech, banks, against people that promote America and God and freedom and Jesus and the family. The protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know the new world order's real, Satanism's real, we're real, but we're real. But I just want to make the point here. 1 month into 2020, we have never been. We have never been in some small place. It doesn't matter. Every decision we make governs everything we've gone through. Incredible time to be alive. Thank you all for aware. Just remember, your attitude now, prayer, word of mouth, this is what we're going to do right now, is great.
Man and citizen, following the most destructive government in the world. Same in 2017, the
for being there. I haven't heard you for a few days, but the band's been horrible. You only bought an S2 here today. Really, really down there. All right, Mark, back to you. You can switch around. KC5 MPN 99.
Thank you.
I just mind my own business. If you ain't looking for trouble, if you don't want trouble, don't look for it.
Well, one time he called me and he said, Bob, I'm going to send you a magazine. And it'll be the American Veterans Magazine. I wrote an article. I just got back from Vietnam. He sent me that magazine and I was very, very impressed with his couple weeks in Vietnam and looking for missing and action people and sitting there talking to General Wayne in Hanoi and whatnot. He wrote a very beautiful article.
Yeah, let me pass it over to Dan in the conglomerate of the 7200 Roundtable, the mates of the Roundtable.
How about you guys continue on? I'm enjoying the QSO, K9RSY.
Man, this is... With Bob, it's like when we have QSO, it reminds me of the old 313. The old 313 before the troublemakers came in. They were such pleasurable, interesting QSOs.
There were a lot of good ones. From Europe, all the way before you guys. In Canada, and South America.
That's a pretty good little one.
Over there tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Tuesday and Wednesday, so it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great, Mary. By the way, I'm not sure about Dave, VE3EDC. I'll get confirmation from Grace there, but Dave's got some medical problems, and I don't know if he's going to be back on that net.
Okay, well, if you can let me know. I can't tell you honestly the last time I spoke to him over there, but when I did, So, you know, you kind of assume that he's still there until somebody tells you. Okay, sir. Anything else before we move on to HA to Gord?
Well, good to hear Gord on the air. I know he was off there for a while, so it's good to hear him on there again. We'll let you carry on, Barry. You have a great day.
Thanks, John. And first thing I'm going to do after the net is go and look at the Bear Island on Google.
Yeah, it's interesting what you can find, but you can zoom right in on it. 73, Barry.
73. And VE3 Hotel Alpha, very, very good afternoon, Gordon. Disturbance or something around the edges of the audio, almost like RF or whatever. I think you've had that before, but then you've been able to hear it. So just so you are advised, okay?
Okay, fine. I'll work on that.
And if you're able to let me know when you're going to do it, this just helps with any confusion with somebody that does want to do it and they look at the matrix and they say, oh, that hour is free. But anyway, if you're able, if not, just go to town. We'd love to have you back and we're very, very happy to hear you, Gordon. So 73, now I understand there is a mobile trying to get in, but please come to VE3ISX Net Control for Ontario.
Audio.
Can you pick them up, John?
I couldn't understand them. The other station that was trying to get in, I'll try to pick your call sign. I'll try again, please. No, he never came back. Maybe he's got a problem there, Barry.
No, I can't hear him either. Mind you, I've got a noise level here to choke the horse, but anyway, it is what it is. Okay, well, we're rolling right along here. It's 2:19. It's a Monday, the 27th of January, 2020, and lo and behold, on Wednesday, the pension checks get paid, so that should be a good one. Anyway, this is Ontars. Ontars looking for your check-in. V3ISX.
Victor 23,
Hotel Victor.
Tower 23, part-time manager.
Victor 3.
Fine
gentlemen. I've got CRE, HXF, Papa Tango Alpha, and was there one more?
VE3 Yankee Kilo.
VE3 Yankee Kilo, yes, sir. Maybe you can hear that mobile, because we're having a heck of a time. Did you hear him at all, Ken?
No. And then John, he said he wasn't sure if he was on mobile. He just said he was muffled. I didn't hear him either time, Barry. But if you want to give him another shout, go listen out.
Hey, Ken.
Go ahead, John.
Was the guy that was on the other day that tried to check in and had that muffled up audio?
Yeah, what the heck was his call?
Yeah, I remember, John.
I can't remember his call either, so I guess we're both getting older, eh?
Well, you are.
Oh, yeah, I guess you've been looking at my hair, I'm white.
Put me at the bottom of the list, Barry. Glad I got in there. Go ahead, sir. VE3YK.
Sure, he said, okay, let's go to the top of us now. Rolling, VACCRE. A very good afternoon to you in Copper Cliff. You're very, very light, but I understand next month, February, from the 6th to the 21st, you're going to be going down south, so you will probably not be doing any of your own net, and you won't be joining us here on Antares. Okay, sir, as I say, you're extremely light, but we did get that message. The VACCRE, the VACCRE, the CISS. Okay, Rolly 73, have a good day, whatever you're up to. And Gordon, VD3 Hotel X-Ray Fox, I'm enjoying that recording like you would not believe. You're well over top of the local noise level here. It's just at about an S7, S8, so you're well over top of that, nicely over the S9. Anyway, Gordon, thanks for joining me, and any traffic or anything we can do for you? No, I don't have the 649 number.
You know, I was hoping you actually would. That's quite one of the main reasons I checked in. Hoping you got something better.
Okay, Gordon 73. Well, it's amazing the things you learn on this net. Anyway, part-time amateur. So are all your tables all set to go?
Good afternoon, Barry. Everybody on that? Yeah, I've ordered up about 3 tables for the same chip, so expanding a little bit. I usually took 2 last year, but we're going to try for 3 this year and see what happens there. So I've actually got my table set up here in my shop, and I'm filling up my drawers and my 2 boxes and all of this. So we'll have a load of goodies to see if we can't keep everybody happy. Other than that, the sun shines pinky blue all through here right now, so it's not bad. C3PTA.
Okay, Steve, well, that's good. 3 tables of your treasures. I'm sure everybody that's dealt with you before. I've seen many ads of yours on the swap net here on Antares. Looks like you've got some good stuff. Have you got any test equipment, any of that calibration stuff for the radio laboratory type stuff?
No, that's all gone, but Rudy over in Hushbury set the Marconi service monitor for sale if anybody's looking.
Very
No, I worked for Midland, Canada, and before that I worked for PIE, P-Y-E, out of England.
Yeah, I think I told you the story. We actually sold our company to Midland, the Simmons people. And then they flipped it 6 months later over to you-know-who. Anyway, well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it at the tables if you're not too busy on Saturday. Good to hear you, Steve. Anything else we can do for you?
Contact.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Steve, when you're done, can we go up to
65? Okay, let's go up to
65. Yeah, 83 DU.
Alrighty, gentlemen, if you get lost, come on back. Tim Ken, D3YK, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Barry, and Gord H.A., good to hear him on there. We talked for three-quarters of an hour ago, and he was trying to figure out how to get the recorder to go on. Gordy, sounds like you did it really, really well. Good morning to Rolly C.R.E. You didn't say hello to me. I know. I hope everything's okay. And John, of course, is John Gordon, HXF. Gordy, Denny and I are just trying to figure out a time when we could call you and maybe drop by and take you out for tea or something like that. So, and Steve's gone, too. Anyway, Barry, thanks for doing this. Oh, I'm wondering if you heard from VA3RON.
No, they tell me he's on some holiday, some exotic holiday.
Oh! Okay, because we suggested a couple of things the other day. He's trying to run the net and just having a dreadful time with us. So we suggested a couple of things. I just wondered how he made that with them. Anyway, thanks for doing this. We're going to listen along and hope you and Judy are well and healthy and happy and hope you had a good weekend.
Well, not too bad of a weekend, Ken. All the snow is gone, especially right at the very end of the driveway. And that's one of those things, you know, you do your driveway and then the snowplow comes along and then it freezes and you got to drive over that thing. Well, it got looked after the other day and, of course, no, everything is gone. We're down to green grass. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to having Ron join us as a controller. The times that I heard him, he told me he was shaking like a leaf, but he didn't do too bad.
And I don't know if you know, I'm right on a major highway, like Highway 60 here. So when the plows go by, you know, one guy goes down the middle, and the next guy does the next section, and the next guy comes over, and then a couple of more guys come by, and they do the shoulder. And, oh, yeah, by the time they're finished, sometimes there's 5 feet of frozen, hard, old snow out there. So it keeps me out of trouble.
So you got to get the skidster out and give it a whack?
Absolutely, absolutely, which is under repair there right now. I've got to get back at that, but I don't know. I just would sooner sit in the ham shack and listen to India's Sierra X-ray.
I betcha. I've had my little snooze for the afternoon, and I took a look at the time, and I said, gee, this is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, we're opening up some new opportunities here.
I was really, really pleased, Ken. Friday, we filled the whole day with controllers.
Sunday was no slouch.
I don't know if you, I guess you didn't see the matrix, but just about everything was covered on Sunday.
Well, I know, I do. I look at it, and I noticed my day is Friday. That's the day I get started. And you mentioned to some of the less prevalent controllers, thank them in your newsletter. And anyway, no, I noticed that, and it's all good. And yeah, I'm going to try and get my team back together again for this coming Friday.
Sounds good, Ken. And I haven't published any newsletters to the masses.
There's 275 of them that go out. And there's nothing really new to say. I mean, the birthdays are all coming into play every day. And then, of course, with what's happening this weekend, it's all focused toward the flea market and, of course, Angelo's lunch. And, of course, the thing that's going to happen in Burlington, the CJ Memorial thing that I haven't been to, and I've got to make a point of going into that one next month. Anyway, you and Daisy have a good afternoon, whatever you're up to. Stay well, and we'll talk further on down the line.
Thank you, Barry. D3YK.
Any further check-in now? This is D3ISX for the OnTars Net.
Alpha 3, Charlie, Oscar.
Your ears must be burning, Angelo. ACO, and there's one more.
DLRB.
All right, I've got DLT, and there must be still one more. DTX, you're not in the mobile, that's for sure. Anyone else?
MRV.
MRV, there you are. Been wondering where you are. Anyone else?
Barry?
Oh, yeah, pretty well. Yeah, good afternoon, Barry. And hello to Ken over there, YK there, and everyone else there, and Marv and everyone else. Good afternoon, everybody. And, yeah, we're all set there. And, of course, we always get a table there, if you know, right? So we'll have a table there, and, of course, we'll go and greet Mr. Tim there, and for sure there, and have a quick eyeball with him. And I got a few little goodies there. Just cleaning up here, you know, a little bit more, and hopefully whatever is going on here doesn't distract, we're hoping, but unfortunately, who knows? We just had a... Oh boy, we got one of the family members there, my wife's brother from up in Allison, and I don't think he's gonna pull through. He's on life support there. As of yesterday morning, we spent the whole day up here at Peel at the hospital, and they couldn't do nothing for him up in Allison in the hospital. They had to bring him down here to Peel, and I hope that doesn't disappear. And also, we've booked a trip too, right? So well, I don't know what's gonna happen here, but anyway, so. That's all we could do, Barry, and hopefully, I don't know, if he comes out of this, I don't know, but it doesn't look like. My wife's there, I dropped her off there this morning, I had to go do a couple of things, I had to go check on my son's basement there, you know, because of the rain and everything else, if it was leaking or not, and he's down south, and hopefully he gets back, and I got a full house coming in, her three sisters. Sister so far coming from Newfoundland here to Toronto here to see the brother. So it's going to be a full house here the next few days after tomorrow, Barry. VA3ACO.
Okay. Well, first of all, our thoughts go to the family at this time. And if it is what it is, it'll, whatever takes place will take place. And that's what more can we say? Anyway, Ken YK was asking about Ron, B-A-C-R-O-N. No. You know what? I'm thinking of A-S-O. V-A-C-A-S-O. Where is he?
Jack, he's in Gargo, Jimmy.
No, Ron, V-A-C-A-S-O. Ron.
Well, he's up in Brantford, right?
Yeah, but didn't he go away on a holiday?
No. He might have gone to Jamaica, maybe. I heard something about that, Jamaica. Yes, maybe he's gone.
That's what I thought. And Ken, I apologize. I know you said V-A-C-R-O-N, and I know who you're talking about.
And
I thought the wrong thing. That's the second time I've made a mistake today.
Not to worry.
Hey, anyway, ASO on the brain. Because normally, well, he'll probably be, if he's back from Jamaica, he'll be tagging along with you, or he'll have a whole dealer with him.
Well, I was trying to get a hold of him, and that's what I was going to do. Now, remember, last time we talked, I got to get after him, because if we get him down, he'll bring Matt with him.
Well, sorry to hear about your buddy in the hospital.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I know.
That'll be the third brother.
There's a bunch of them.
Right?
Take care, pal.
We've still got three more brothers in Newfoundland still. Four. So, anyway. I think one sister's not coming, but the other three sisters are coming down. I don't know about the rest of them, but so far that's what I'm probably going to get stuck going to pick them up tomorrow. Anyway, 7-3 to all. Have a great afternoon.
Okay, Ange, thank you. And again, our thoughts are with you. Okay, V-A-C-D-L-T.
Martini, dentist in beautiful downtown Frogmore. Come on in.
Well, good afternoon, Barry. And, yeah, beautiful downtown. Yeah, right on, eh? Not even a store here. Can't even buy anything. So keep your money in your pocket if you're traveling through here because you won't spend anything. How are things in Hamilton? Pretty good?
Yeah, we're pretty good. The temperature is 5 degrees. The grass is green. And, of course, I don't know. They prompt.
You just running barefoot, Tom?
Yeah, just feet side.
It wasn't the last time.
What power level is that trap good for?
That rig is in a kilowatt. They rigged them back when. So that's the question I have. Really, what are they rigged at? Something
maybe
different, but
yeah, that could be a very aggressive rating.
Paperwork I got here does say a kilowatt and a half, but
but that's not continuous duty.
Well, I just wonder what the points are, what the peaks are. I see my average with it, or peak on low power, but that doesn't always. The meter can't keep up with it, is what I'm saying. Even the bird watt meter can't.
That's because you're talking too fast.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll try and go a little bit quieter.
Yeah, you looked yourself wide open for that one.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
You sound good here. You're 10 over. Tom, I got a look there and see. You're probably about the same.
Well, he's probably running power, though, isn't he, Rick?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm running 700.
Okay, 700. Hey, you guys are about the same, I think.
Well, they're 50 watts. How do 50 watts work?
Well, that's S9. And I think you brought. With your amplifier, you're about 10 dB stronger.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, maybe even more than that. There's a band that's flopping around. It's hard to tell.
Well, I went out and shoveled my driveway off. I wasn't going to do anything real. Just push it off and it's all clean again.
What's that
160
these days?
Well, I haven't been on sideband up there in quite a while.
Well, Russ was talking to me earlier this morning, and he's got terrible problems with cramps, leg cramps. Seems to me he goes up to his cabin there for the weekend with the boys. You know what that means, the boys. Seems to me when he gets back, he's got a day of recovering. Now, I don't know what that means.
Now, there could be something to that. Alcohol can do that.
I don't know, but he's having a terrible time with cramps. He's going to have a knee replaced, Tom.
Well, I wish. He'd probably be fine.
I
just had bad luck.
Well, I guess the problem is with the leg cramps, he's worried that if he's having a cramp during the operation, that could be a problem. But I think they can calm that down.
Oh, yeah, that's not a big deal for him. When they're in surgery, they're
rigged out anyway.
What's that?
I just followed your ID there. K2SA.
W2RFM.
W2DDA.
Well, that's what he's worried about. I just say, he's worried he's going to have leg cramps when they're trying to operate. I think that he'd be in sedated or calm that down, wouldn't you think?
Well, the anesthesia does that. It relaxes the entire, neuroskeletal system.
Yeah. He said they cut the whole knee out and put an artificial one, the whole thing. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, they cut the bone and then they insert an articulating joint in there.
Oh, okay.
I've had it done twice. To the same knee.
Not good.
Well, there's something about alcohol and leg cramps, because when I've been on the boat and I've been into it, you know, at the club I go to across the street, I've had leg cramps on the boat at night after I've consumed, quite a few beers. It's related to that.
Well, I get them at night, and I haven't been drinking anything for 2 months here, and I'll get them at night when I lay down. Not all the time, I don't know what it is.
It might be the lack of movement because maybe too much movement because of the built up by lack of gas retention.
Well, I didn't do a whole lot of movement yesterday. I didn't have any problem last night. You know, I went out and shoveled a little bit today. We'll see if that's true. That may be the culprit.
You misspoke. I said when you move an awful lot, you get oxygen deprivation to the muscle. And when that happens, you build up lactic acid.
Oh, yeah. What you call air bubbles in the muscle, huh?
No, it's the inability to convert get to some serious biochemistry. What it does is it fills up lactic acid, which gives you leg cramps.
I tell you, they can really hurt.
Yeah, I can testify that they're really painful.
I don't know what there is to do. I just lay there and let it go through its cycle. That's all I can do.
Best thing to do is get up and walk at it.
Yeah, that'll tend to subdue it. I've also found that hot water in the area will that'll subdue it too.
Was telling Russ about some rub-a-dub tough stuff that I used to be, or Russ, that it wasn't working for him, Jim.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a matter of getting the circulation to the muscle.
I remember hearing my dad scream at night from that.
Cramps in my hands if I got a tool like a wrench or something and I'm closing, all of a sudden my left hand will start to cramp up, and if I run it under hot water, that seems to take it away.
Yeah.
However, there's not always hot water around, like when you're working on the boat.
Being treated.
Strong.
between you and I and the fence post, if I were that close, this close to Roswell Park, I'd be there.
Well, I know what you're saying, and I wouldn't interject any of that, but he's a macho guy. So he has weightlifting and he does all this stuff, and he is not supposed to be doing any of that, but he's been doing it. And they just told him to take leisurely walks every day. That's what he needed. And being a macho guy, he thinks he's out of the woods. Well, now it's coming back on him, and I don't know what they're going to do. Something about you've got to save your energy for your body to fight off the white cells disappear. That's what happened, right?
No, they build up.
They build, okay. That's the problem.
But Roswell is one of the top cancer hospitals in the United States.
People, because they know what they want to do, and they're going to do what they want to do. My wife's very upset about it. She lost her other son to a heart attack shoveling snow, and now this one, and she's only got one daughter and one boy. It's so far doing okay. The daughter's husband has the Parkinson's, so a lot of things going on in her family.
Sounds good.
Well, they've had a pretty good run up till now, and then things are falling apart. But and her first husband died of brain cancer at 40 years old or so. And he's wondering if I don't know if it's inherited. I don't know if a lot of these things are inherited or just whatever.
There's a certain predisposition to some cancers, but not all.
Yeah. So, Jim, did you get the propane guy straightened out?
Yeah, they're coming Thursday.
Uh-huh. It should be a pretty good year so far. It hasn't been really, really awfully cold.
Propane in,
are you,
Jim?
No, the whole house runs on propane. We run about 1,000 gallons a year here.
Anybody here? This is Touche.
Oh, there he is.
Just us old people.
Yeah, I was out shopping here, so I got in here a little late.
What'd you buy me?
I didn't buy you anything. We don't eat anything that you eat.
Well, that was nice of you.
So what's going on, guys?
What was that? Somebody bumped the dial?
Yeah, somebody was high.
Well, Rick, you got to talk some more. I'm trying to clarify you here, and you don't talk anymore.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I'll do a little talking, Steve. I was just about to send you a text message and let you know where we were.
Yeah, I think I texted you. I'd be a little late.
Oh, you did. Okay, I'll have to check it.
Yeah, I think I did. I was in the store when my alarm went off, and I said, "Oh darn, I'm missing you guys."
I did not get the message.
Oh.
Wow.
Tom, do you pay for the high speed internet thing there?
Well, yeah, I get the, I don't know, whatever it is. You mean from Spectrum?
Yeah, do they charge you more?
No, I don't know, it's $44 or something.
Extra on top of the other?
Well, I get the the whole thing is like 150.
A2SA.
A2G.
W2TD.
And W2M.
Oh, fine, guys.
I didn't know you were in here, Tom. Hi.
Good to hear you, Steve.
Yeah, am I loud enough? I'm only running at barefoot power.
Yeah, you're loud here.
You're only 10 over here.
Good signal.
Okay, good. Yeah, I kind of forgot the schedule, and then I have an alarm set, and but it's only like 10 minutes, a 10-minute warning, so I think I got to maybe extend that a little bit more.
You still using your CW identifier, Harold?
Yep, it's the same one, yep. I am wiring it up to the other radio jack. I'm not even sure I'm going to. My 1000 is still my favorite.
Yeah, you're not impressed with the
7300? No, it's okay. I'm getting used to it. I'm getting, acclimated to all the do's and don'ts and ups and downs and all the curves that it throws me.
I liked mine when I had it.
Yeah, it's okay. You're an old man like me. You gotta give me time to get into the matters. You know, I have to stir them. The matter gets kind of thick between the ears. It's been that way, you know.
You know, at that stage, then you'll never get there.
Well, that's okay, too. Work I should do on the big amplifier here. There's kind of a cool junk there. I did modifications to it here a year ago, and a bunch of diodes just hanging there, and I got a board, and I got some made up ready to go, and I just keep saying, I don't feel like doing that, and it's working. Why should I try to break it?
If it ain't
pro fix, it's still in the R&D situation here. You would call what would be the word? Prototype. At least still on the prototype.
What were you doing to it?
Well, I've been messing with the bias system and some diodes and things, and I've been wanting to put a board in there. I've got a switch where I could switch in more or less, whatever. I haven't done that yet. I was in 100 mils, so that's plenty. That's not a problem. When I tee it.
For about 50 minutes.
Yeah, it was almost an hour, yeah.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah. Never knew much about him. I know he did the Clinton impeachment thing, and he had a lot of knowledge there.
Certainly an awful lot of knowledge about the history of our country and how we got to be the way we are today.
Yes. It was a very good history teaching class, I'll tell you. I don't know what we teach in history anymore if we go through how they do it, if that whole thing. I don't know if I told you, Tom, but my son's wife, she's a teacher in Penfield. French, Spanish, I don't know which it is. Anyway, she's telling me over there they've got a new rule where they can no longer give a kid a zero. The lowest number you can give a kid is 50. Even if they don't turn in homework or anything, you cannot give them a zero on the report.
Like
happened in many places.
What is that supposed to prove, Tom? You tell me.
Well, I can understand the rationale behind it because it does give the kid a chance to make the necessary improvements to maybe pull up to a passing grade. And at the same time, he or she is unable to, use those grades for any kind of future development, i.e. going to college or something like that. So there's a decent rationale behind it.
Well, I don't agree, but that's okay.
Not many people agree with me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when I was in college, a lot of times the highest grade on an exam in college might be a 50. I've seen that many times.
That's when they're marking on the curve.
Yep, they make it they're challenging, and in the end, it sort of comes out the end. But yeah, you never know where you stand the whole course.
That used to drive me bonkers.
Well, I can understand that process. Professor or the teacher, they have to look in their own book and say, maybe I'm not doing a job. I don't know.
Well, I hate to have to do this, fellas, but I've got to make a phone call, and I will look for you all another time. It was kind of fun to get in here in the afternoon and say hello to everybody, and we'll look for you next time. W2TDX, go on.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Take care.
The target was to try to do this on Mondays at 2:30 around this frequency.
I'll keep that in mind.
See you, Tom. Bye. This is A2J.
Yep. See you, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Well, I just thought that was interesting. Sheila, we had lunch together the other day. We were talking about it, and she told me to come sit because a lot of the kids will use that system instead of really improving. The pros and cons, of course.
Well, what do you do with a kid that does absolutely nothing, turns nothing in? I can't answer any questions.
What I can say is the teacher should get at least attempt to give him some help, him or her, if that's the case. And if they don't accept help, well, then you've done your part. But that's where I would think there ought to be a way for somebody to step in and either help this person or find out what's going on. But they don't do it because they don't have time. I understand that part.
W2CNP.
W2CNP, this is W2ABQ. Name is Harold in Batavia, New York.
Okay, Harold, hello there, W2ABQ. This is Whiskey 2, Charlie November Papa. I'm in New Jersey. And who's the other fellow out there? I'm hearing him a little stronger.
Well, there's three of us. This is K2 Sierra Alpha. I'm near Rochester, New York.
Okay, yeah, that's you, K2 Sierra Alpha. Yeah, I hear you the loudest. I heard the other fellow say that he was going to make a phone call, so I don't know how many out there were total. But anyway, yeah, I heard you saying earlier that you got snow to shovel out there and everything, but I'm here, right here at the Jersey Shore in the Edison, Perth Amboy area right on the Raritan Bay, and we haven't had any measurable snow here yet, just a couple of dustings and a little slush. But, yeah, we're out there trying to ski every weekend, my girlfriend and I up in the Poconos. She's a ski patroller there at Camelback, and it's just been awful. It's been awful this winter so far, but I guess you guys are closer to the Great Lakes up there. You're getting more snow, is that it?
Oh, lots of snow here.
Yeah, I'm only about 35 miles from Lake Erie or 30 miles from Lake Ontario. I'm near Buffalo.
Okay, yeah, Roger. Roger that. Yeah, you're always getting that, all that lake effect snow up there, yeah. So, yeah, if we want any decent snow, we got to go up to Vermont, you know. So it's always pretty good up there. But here, right here in the Poconos and the Catskills, it's just been, you know, hit or miss, whatever they can man-make. And then it seems like every weekend we get a rainstorm, you know. So whatever snow they make during the week, it just gets all slushed up again. But, yeah, it's just been one of those winters, you know. So I don't envy you guys, though, having the shovel. I mean, I haven't put any gas in my snowblower this winter nor the previous one. I never even had to gas it up yet. So, you know, I've been counting my blessings that way. But if you like snow, this, you know, this has not been the time down here.
What's your name there?
The name here is Greg. That's G-R-E-G, Gregory.
A-Q-S-I.
Okay, Greg. Hey, I gotta get out of here. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer here, so it's time for me to decide what's going to be on the agenda. W2ABQ in Batavia, New York. Good to hear you, Rick and Steve and Greg and Tom is down the road, so see y'all later. Everybody sounded great, and Jim, you sound marvelous here today on the meter.
W2ABQ, Corp.
Okay, nice talking to you there. Hopefully I'll catch you again.
Yeah, there was two other stations here. AE2G, are you still there? K2SI?
Yeah, I'm here. This is AE2G. Greg, we're located in Clarence, New York, and name is Steve.
Greg, did you copy Steve in Clarence, New York, near Buffalo?
No, I just heard a little signal, but I hadn't really no audio on him. Maybe he's got a beam that might be turned the other way or something, but no, I can't copy the other fella.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't have the answer. I didn't turn the power on.
And Jim, W2RFM, are you there?
W2RFM. Yeah, I'm still trying to clarify you here. You sound like you're 100 hertz high.
I guess I'm going to quit. We'll see you guys all later. This is K2SA. You'll be clear.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here, too. And sorry I missed. Got in here late, guys. This is AE2G.
Okay, K2SA, thanks for the comeback. I'm going to back out, too. This is W2CNP. I'm going to switch bands. So thank you for return call and hope to talk to you again. W2CNP, clear.
Yeah, Rick, W2RFM. Yeah, you sound much better to my ear when I turn down, when I lower the frequency 100 hertz. Very interesting. But anyway, see you guys later, W2RFM.
Anybody left? KAQUFP.
deal with that called the overpick.
And there's so many trails and stuff, so maybe
five or six trails. And I did about 2.5 miles. And I'll tell you, even though it was warm, the wind kind of gets you. So you gotta dress accordingly and be able to unzip as you get heated up, so to speak. Okay, this is W2FT. Last call for this round. Are there any other check-ins? Please call. Okay, Gabe, KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT and the group, KZ2A. Well, good afternoon to you, Roger, Bill, and Josephine, and John. Well, it's 41 degrees, 8 miles an hour. The wind is 8 miles an hour from north. It's kind of chilly out there. And I wasn't making it last Friday, so I'm not quite up to date what's happening with Frank, so somebody can enlighten me for that. W2H and Q, Roger, pick it up, KZ2A.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. Thanks, Gabe. Gabe, that 28, W82HNQ. Very good. Well, I heard it too, but I'll let somebody with a little more knowledge of it tell you about it, Gabe. It's not nice. Well, today was, I got ambitious. I looked, went out to put the rubbish out in the tin cans, and oh my goodness, my garbage pail cans are all still right up to the top. And that means one thing. I got to take a little run over to the transfer station. So I opened up a 40-gallon bag and put all the rubbish in it and put it all on the truck and took a 7-mile trip and got rid of all the garbage and rubbish. It cost me $2. Back home with all empty cans and all nice and clean around here. Very good. So that was my afternoon project, and I got here about, I got back in here just about 5 of them, and everything is looking good. But boy, this slush out here, I can't shovel it, I can't blow it, so I just leave it, it'll melt. So with that, WA2JKY, WA2HNQ.
WA2HNQ, WA2JKY. Okay, very good there, Roger. And, well, you got rid of all your garbage. That's good. And I don't think you or me, of course, you get a little snow sometimes coming down. But I don't think anybody's expecting soon. So.
Say
something's coming in for Saturday, and we'll have to see Saturday, Sunday, maybe whatever. It's that time of the year. We just got to sit back and enjoy it. Okay, let's see what else. We didn't do much today. As Harry said, when you go out for a walk, it could be kind of cool. Of course, we have no paths or trails here. He goes up to a nice park and does a nice little walk around. At least in the park, if you get in some of the trails, you get some trees that break up the breeze. But here they just blow around down the streets, and it was kind of biting. But that was in the afternoon. I think Harry went this morning. It was a little calmer when we were out, but in the afternoon it kind of started getting nasty, if you know what I mean. Keeps looking like snow, but they say there's nothing in the forecast, so I'm sticking with that. No complaints at all. And I'm running a 7,000, so I want to run that a little bit before I go to something with a little bit more power there, John, or maybe conditions will improve as we go along. I just want to make sure I don't have any problems with it. It seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do. I'm not too sure what that is. Hi. So up there to you, John, WA2DRG, WA2JKY.
All right, WA2JKY, WA2DRG. You went down there, but you did come back up. So I missed some of what you were saying at the kind of the beginning of your transmission there, Bill. But, okay, very good on the 7,000. Is that a Yaesu rig? I'm not sure. Yeah, it must be. And, this is the 7300 and the little GLA 1000 with the new capacitors that I put in about 3 years ago. So you turn around, you see a year went by, and it's really like 2 or 3 years. And I've been doing all day here is messing around with a checkbook register, which I am very, very guilty of not reconciling for quite a long time, and it's almost impossible. crazy. So I keep good records, but sometimes you don't put something in or something. Anyway, when I say I keep good records, I keep all the statements, and I can go back a number of years, and so that's what I've done. And I'm back 2 years now, and I think I'm going to have to go back to the third year. Oh, it's nuts. It's really. I used to be very, very systematically every month would balance things off, and I don't know what happened here, but just got kind of hectic, and I guess I didn't do it. And now I'm paying the price. But at any rate, it's one of those little challenges that I'm going to have to step up and take care of. Anyway, weather-wise, we're just in that, freezing mode here, 32 degrees, slight wind out there, not too bad, but it's slushy out there. We had some overnight snow, about 2 inches. Gabe, you're asking about Frank and all that I had heard. From my wife, who is on Facebook with Lisa, Frank's wife, is that Frank went into hospice here last week, I think Friday, and so that's the news that we had so far, and nothing more. But that certainly is not a good sound to have to go to hospice. So I'm sorry to have to report that. Anyway, didn't hear anybody else checking in, so it looks like I'm holding the candle, and I'm going to turn it back up to Harry there, W2FT, WA2DRG.
Okay, very good, John, WA2DRG, W2FT. Well, you're 7,300, and that little Dentron's doing a good job for you down here. You know, band conditions are getting better, I think, a little later in the afternoon now, and as we start moving toward daylight savings time, it might get a little later in increments, so we'll see what happens. I got an email from Paul, PGS, that AC2UQ gave him about the times that the potato net up in Maine, and they have the same, they're on 75 meters here like us, and they have the same, around the same time, give or take an hour or so, and they're recommending moving their net in increments maybe two or three times until they get back into the nighttime. But that's something that can be discussed down the road. Right now I can copy up everybody, and I'm not on SDR. As a matter of fact, the laptop that I use is being charged up, so, but I can hear everybody, no problem. And I have nothing to add, Gabe, what John said about Frank. As far as we know, he's in hospice, and nothing new has been publicized as far as I know. I know that between Lisa and Facebook with Kenny, and I think Billy gets calls and with Kenny, and of course Paul is lives there, so I think between all of the three or four stations there, they kind of would probably want to get an update or so and share with the net here, I would think, and I'm sure they do. Okay, this is W2FT, 7 to 9 net. Are there any other check-ins? Please call.
K1RGO.
Okay, Sal, K1RGO, we got you. Anybody else?
AC2UQ.
There he is, AC2UQ. Paul, okay, anyone else? Okay, Sal, would you pick it up and you give it over to Paul? This is W2FT.
Hey, W2FT and the group Q1RGO. We got a gray day here. Looks like rain's coming, 44 degrees. And kind of raw out there. And nothing much else doing here. I was playing around with a mixer circuit there. I'm going to probably got to found a couple of crystals, and it brings me on approximately 370.6 kilohertz, which I'm going to divide by two for that other beacon to get me in the watering hole. So I got the crystals working. And the oscillator circuit, I'm going to play around with a couple mixers there. I'm going to have to modify what I have there. Meanwhile, I'm doing a divide by 64 crystal on 180 let's see, 186.85. I want to get in the 185.3. As the fuel that's left, I think there's only 10 of us. There used to be like 30 and maybe even more in the past, but they're still listening there on 1750 meters. That's a nice band. I threw on the beacon last night and went to the, let's see, not the FIF, the other one there, NA5B. And it's on there right now. If I kick out the mute, I don't know if I'm going to hear myself. It's, things keep buffering here. But anyway, I did hear my beacon on there the other day. Yeah, so it's getting out there on 630 meters. Not too much activity there, though. Even the digital was down the other day for some odd reason. I guess they're getting bored with it. And they're working everybody they can work. And nobody wants to get on CW. The 160 meter CQ contest was a blast. I got on there over the weekend. I didn't, I was tempted to, but I don't know. I'm not going to do like I didn't stay up overnight, but I did stay up to about 11 anyway. And I worked, got three pages worth, a bunch of stations. DX was coming in, but too many pile ups and didn't hear them that well. But that was a more, populated, I think, than the Stu Perry 160 contest. So my iambic here got a workout, got a little loose too. And I got to put a little shuku on there on those knurled nuts. But anyway, that's what's happening here. Over to Paul, and I don't know who else is in here. He'll say hi to Paul, and I don't know how. I wonder how Frank's doing. AC2UQ and a group Q and RTO.
K1 RGO. Good afternoon, Sal. Thank you. And Paul, AC2UQ here in New Paltz, New York. And from what I've heard so far, good afternoon to you, Harry. Thanks for running the net. And I heard reference to Gabe. I heard John. Wasn't that I couldn't hear Gabe. I just tuned in after he had called. He was the first one in. Bill, W-H-J-K-Y, I think, is out there. And Roger, W-H-J-H-N-Q. 41 degrees here in New Paltz, 7 to 10 mile an hour wind. And over the weekend, I wanted to help out our local club. So I tuned in for the Winter Field Day event. Most bands usually hang in around the lower end of the general licensee group, and managed to get 22 contacts, including North Dakota, which I didn't have. North Dakota. One day I'll get a work call state. A lot of fun, and I spent some time today sending out QSL cards. And in the mail today came a QSL card. I said, boy, that guy was fast. It turns out it was a QSL card from January of 2019. The guy must have sat down and found that I sent him a card or something. But I'm looking forward to getting that done. And I did finally get on the net and ask about the relationship of cold weather and barometer barometric pressure to arthritis. I've not been diagnosed with it, but I noticed a little bleeping when it gets a little cold and when the barometer drops precipitously. And sure enough, they say there is a relationship. Sal, you probably know all about that. One of the main reasons by checking in, Harry, and I'm going to make this my one and done, since I have to leave a little early to pick up my grandson today. She's a little bit under the weather. My daughter felt, and she wants to pick up early. And she's the commander-in-chief. But I did get a text, a nice little text from Frank yesterday about 10:30 in the morning. Very brief. Maybe you could visit tomorrow, Tuesday. It turns out Tuesday's going to work best. He said there are a few things I'd like to talk to you about. That's the message. Of course, I said I'd be there, and I'll be going tomorrow. I'm waiting for an exact time, but if I go early in the day, I'll get on the net and report on that. I'm not sure that Frank, I have to confirm this with Lisa or Frank, and I expect to hear back late today or early tomorrow. Frank may not have entered a hospice. He may be
getting assistance from hospice people who visit. I'll clarify that as well, but it was good to hear from him. He does want to talk, and I know that he cares about everyone on the net. He knows, and I told him, and I did just text on Facebook as well, that everybody is keeping him in their thoughts and prayers. So that's about, excuse me for coughing like that. That's about it for now, Harry. So I'll make this my 73 round. Sorry I can't stick around. I hope you're all well. I look forward to checking in tomorrow. This is AC2UQ, back to our net control, W2FT.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. AC2UQ, W2FT, for the information. And we'll see what happens, after we get some more information there. And hopefully Frank is maybe listening on the SDR and all. And he realizes that we're praying for him. So hopefully, he'll get that and maybe it'll perk him up a little bit. Hi. Okay, let's see. Oh, Bill, I wanted to tell you that I forgot in the last round you did cut out two or three times. Brief, but you did cut out, so you still have the problem. Number one. Number two, the DX, today we had 14 sunspots for my the program that I'm on, and just for anything, I got on, usually I'm looking for a lot of CW signals on this morning. And I got on and I went up to the phone portion of 20 meters and I just turned it around to see where the propagation was, and I heard a G2FT calling. And I said, gee, I got to work that guy. So I called him. His name was David. He's in northern England, right on the North Sea there. And I said, gee, I like that call, so we had a little fun with that. But I, when you hear a G2FT, I'm W2FT, it's sort of a little unique there, and he was happy I called him. So we're probably going to exchange cards and so on, but I did make a card. A lot of Europeans coming in, a lot of Europeans. The numbers were good as far as, with the sunspots, with 14 sunspots. I think the solar flux index was about 74, which is better than in the 60s, and the A was below 7, and I think the K was 1 or 2, so the numbers were good, so at least, but it don't last long, so that's the problem there. You work the gray line, and maybe you'll get some long distance stuff, but it still has a lot to be desired, but it's something that's definitely positive, and we can look forward to hopefully better band conditions in the future. This is W2FT. Are there any other check-ins for the 7-9 net? Okay, just to mention, of course, everybody heard Paul did sign, so Sal, you have the candle, and I'm going to take it from the top. KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT, KZ2A. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, John, Harry, and Paul, to bring me up to date. That's interesting about him not being a hospice, but hospice looks after him. Speaking of DX, I'm looking at the DX window here. It's two VKs, VK3CW and VK3CWBs on there. CW and the European. So apparently 80 meters, 75 meters is open to Europe and to Rome, but to Australia. W2E, can you Roger pick it up? Easy to it.
Boy, that big fat boy below is so fired up, and boy, he really raised Kane about 35, 40 kc's wide, and he's tall, way up into the scope. Got a big signal on AM. Wow. I've seen big signals, but boy, that one takes the cake. Very good. So, he sure is bad at the bottom, that's for sure. Too much, I guess. Hi. Well, let's hope for the best for Frank, because boy, I'm telling you, that is something. He's been through it, and oh man, it's murder. Yes. And I have a pretty good knowledge. My nephew, he retired from IBM and was getting ready to start rotating. He bought a tag along in a truck, and he was going to do some traveling, he and his wife. And he made one trip, came back, was sick, and ended up with
metastatic cancer, and lasted just about 7 months. And it's 61 years old. What a shame. A brilliant old guy, too. Yeah. But that's the way it's bugged up cookie crumbles, so we just have to live with it. Yes, yes. Yeah, I got rid of my junk. Yeah, boy. It's all clear. All the papers and all the tin cans and recyclables that I had over the place in the garage and boxes and cans. It's all gone. Nice and clean. Lots of room. Boy, I'll tell you what. I had a pretty cool. That old pickup was about half full. So it was a lot of junk. But it's nice that they only charge you for the garbage. The recyclables are free. So the rubbish, I should say. $2 a bag, regardless what size it is. And I use a 40 gallon bag, so I get a lot of stuff in it. I get my money's worth, that's for sure. Of course, I'm a tight lot, you know that. Hi, hi. Okay, so with that, over to Bill. W-A-2-J-K-Y.
W-A-2-H-N-Q, W-A-2-J-K-Y. Okay, thank you, Harry, for the report. I switched radios, so I still got some kind of intermittent problem in there that just comes and goes. I really got to look at this more. I can't seem to find anything wrong. I ought to go in the menus and just see if I might have some Fox on or something like that, and I may be moving away from the mic or something. And I don't know what it is. It doesn't seem to be any of the wires, connections, mic, or what have you, because everything is showing that it's in transmit and what have you. So we'll see. Look at it a little bit more. Let's see. Thank you, Paul. Well, Paul's gone, but thanks for the update on Frank. Now we kind of have a little better understanding. He's under hospice care. That's what Lisa put in the Facebook page. But care, I thought that meant that he was in hospice, but I guess they're just coming to the house and what have you. So we understand what's going on, and you'll see him tomorrow, and we'll probably get a better update on everything tomorrow. Let's see what else we have here. Fine business there, Sal, on hearing your station, station on, what is it, NH5C down there in Washington. I wonder how many other stations you've listened to see what areas you're getting in the best, what is favoring and what have you. You know, you go to different stations and then you can see where your beacon is pointed to, more or less, even though it's probably a vertical, if not, but still it's interesting to look at that stuff. And today I'm not using the SDR and I hear everybody, so we're doing okay. I hear you up there, John, but you were running more power than me. I was just running about 100 watts before. And let's see what else we have here. There was something else I wanted to comment on, and I'll remember it as soon as I sign. So let me sign. With that, I'll kick it over to you, John, WA2DRG, WA2JKY.
WA2JKY, WA2DRG. Much better copy now, Bill. And so I'm not able to tell you, but your signal is steady. It doesn't go up and down. So there you are, whatever that tells you. And okay, Roger, boy, don't talk too loud. I don't want the people up here to hear that you have to pay to put your stuff in the dumps. I drive over there and I could take a truckload, and the guy just looks at me and looks to make sure I got a sticker on my truck. And I think that cost, it was $1 or 50 cents, you know, for the sticker, because they don't want people driving in from the nearby towns. But they have these giant, devices that can be picked up by a tractor trailer and towed it away, big metal, containers as big as a truck, you know, like a semi-sized truck, and it takes all the recyclables and papers and the trash, the actual garbagey garbage that goes in another receptacle, the same thing. And
they even have, if you have brush and stuff, they have a big device there that will grind it all up and compost, you know, put it into piles. And folks, you'll see them in the spring, they'll be over there with their trucks and getting you know, barrels full of composting to put around their shrubs and things like that out in the out in their front yards and so on. So that's kind of a neat thing, but I think it's all built into our taxes that we're paying. Here goes the phone, so I'm going to get it and turn it over to Sal. K1RGOWA2DRG.
Okay, the W2DRG and the group K1RGO is at a game. Let's see, Roger, Bill, Josephine, John, and of course Harry. And okay, on G2FT, pretty good. And 14 sunspot, yeah, that's pretty good. 160 was good for a while, Dave, when I was just in that contest, and there was overwhelmed by local stuff, I don't know, and Midwest and things like that. Did hear some of the other ones, but they were just overwhelming. I didn't want to strain too much. I just gave out points and had fun and did a workout there on my iambic, and then made use of it. It's much better than the other key as far as for a long term, especially a long QSO, as my wrist and thumb start hurting on the other one from arthritis. This spares me that pain. But the weather has been so changeable, both thumbs have been acting up. Not too bad there. The hands are stiff. A little lower back, and what's really bothering me was my knee. That got strained out, my right knee. Now it's my right shoulder and forearm. So anyway, I had to take a naproxen, good old leave. That helps. I don't want to overdo it and get gastrointestinal bleeding, so I do a block maybe 3 days or just once. And that's what I took because pretty stiff, boy, in the morning. With this weather change, it gets warm out there, move around, I'm pretty good. I know one time when I had a bee sting up, and my thumb swelled up there and got all right at from the yellow jackets. I don't know how many stings I had, but I quickly took a Benadryl, and then I got a shot because I was swelling up, and I wanted to make sure. Anyway, I got a shot, and I guess it was cortisone. I think that's what he said it was, but it was just a whole body shot. Just shortly after it, it's amazing how the swelling went right down, and for about a week I enjoyed joint pain-free joints. I felt like a young kid there, and didn't realize how much that my father had it. It must be hereditary. It's mainly inflammation. I guess there's the 5-lox in some of the supplements there. It does help with that. You got the it's quite complex between COX-2 inhibitors, COX-1 inhibitors, and there's a whole thing, a whole study on that with causing the inflammation there. It's anacaric acid or something that produces this. It's amazing we can walk and chew gum at the same time, but that's what I do every winter, and I guess as I get older, I feel it more. Lower back, there was a whole thing on, I looked in an old book there from Life Extension, you know, going into real detail about some of the functions there and, different enzymes, et cetera, and the whole pathology of arthritis, and I found that they circled each joint comparing with OA and RA. So I guess I got OA. Every joint that they circled, I feel. Yeah, a little bit near the metatarsals on both feet, both knees, both thumbs, neck, every part that they showed, I have. I felt something or other, so yeah, it was pretty in-depth. I didn't read all of it, but I was every once in a while, I'll just review. Try to figure out what you can do. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can take, too, ginger and all that, but anyway, and then figure I'd fill it in on Paul there, because he says he's getting a lot of arthritis there. Yeah, it's no fun. Once you get moving, though, it's all right. But like my old man would say, you get up in the morning, everything's stiff but what should be. So that's what that is. And, okay, let's see if I covered everything. Okay, I'm Frank with hospice care. That's what my mother had toward the end there. The thing is, they'll care for you there, but I guess your body, get that immune system going, and you can probably get out of there. Yeah, they've seen instances where people were there, and they would come right out of it, and you know, and before they'd go in there, it'd be a couple of years before they would have to go back in it or have something, and they would just normally just heal and come out of it. So I don't know what the probability is and all that, but there's always some hope there. Let's see. And what else do I have here? Oh, yeah, the garbage. Yeah, we have two trucks that come up. We have the blue bin with the recyclables, and they have a whole, you know, different areas where they put the glass, and they have the cardboard. And then we have our regular garbage trucks that we have there, have here, paid by your tax dollars at work. And the last thing I did was I got some... this is supposed to be a new repeater around here, but I didn't seem to key it. I don't know if it's too low or if it's off now or it's in somebody's house, I guess. It was made in foreign, but I reprogrammed it. It didn't give me any PL, so I don't know if I have to reprogram that tone squelch or what. But it has it's a fusion repeater, so hopefully we can contact it. I got contacted by email, someone I did work on that band there. Anyway, I talked long enough here, and I guess I'm holding the candle. W2FT in the group, QNRGO.
Okay, Sal. K1RGO, W2FT.
7-9 net. Very good. And, you know, sometimes with the, I know with the hospice, you have to have a nurse, you know, certain injections like, you need a medical professional if there's anything like that, that they come in and they would take care of, check medications and all, instead of just staying in the hospital where you really, you know, don't need a lot of time, you know, with the injections or whatever treatment they're more comfortable at home, that's for sure. I mean, that's the way to go if you can do that. And okay, fine on and everything else. Let's see.
Yeah, temperature's still holding out about 45, but it feels colder. I don't know. It's just that it's clouded up. You know, it's been mostly that way down here.
So my temperature's close to our temperature is close to what Sal said up by him. So not much difference. This is W2FT for the 7-9 net. Do we have any other check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. So we'll take it from the top. KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT in the group, KZ2UL. My apologies to you, Sal. I forget to say good afternoon to you, too. Well, what else I can tell you? The older you get, the more aches and pains you're going to get. That's from experience. Knock on wood, I can't complain too much, but it's catching up to me. And we'll hear tomorrow about what's happening with Frank. A little bit more details. WA2HNQ, Roger, pick it up. KZ2A.
Thank you, Keith. KZ2A, WA2HNQ, I'm with you. Yes, I'd like to know more and hope it's better. Yes. And so, you know, you're mentioning pain. It brought back to me a little riddle, but I won't give you the riddle because I know we would understand it, but it's a little riddle that rhymes. And what it amounts to is it says, once you go past 40, you get a new pain every morning. And but the way that's put in the other language, it's a rhyming riddle. It's very, very funny to listen to it.
I can't remember all of this, but I
still remember that much. But after 40, every morning, you get a new pain. So I guess you're right.
You got all kinds of pains that they keep coming and going.
And, well, when you were on before, the rig, first it went down, and then it was breaking up, and then it cleared, then it was breaking up again, then it cleared, and then the next time you came back on, it's been perfect ever since. I can't, those intermittents will drive you nuts. I mean, it's terrible. If it, you either do one thing or the other, you probably put your finger on it, but just intermittent and doing different things at different times, it could put you up a wall. I know what that is, by golly. Oh, well, you'll find it, that's for sure. I know that. But meanwhile, it's aggravating for you and not for us. It doesn't bother me at all. I just listen to it. But you got the equipment, and you're worried about it, and it's something that drives you up a wall. That's true. Okay, good deal. And for that, Billy, it's, let's see, I don't know if I've been alone. Oh, yes, I've been alone. Say hello to Sal. Sal, I see him just closer.
WA2JKY, WA2HNQ. WA2HNQ, okay, fine business there, Roger. And I did switch your radios on last transmission, so I should have sounded better and steadier. I'm watching the meter over here when I transmit, and all the time it's showing some kind of indication of transmitting. So when I switch radios, I figure if it's in the antenna, I'd still be cutting out. But I'm not cutting out, so I know it's not in the antenna. We're back to the radio again. And I got to get the time. Right now, I've been a little bit busy, but I'll get to it. Well, that's what's nice about having a couple of radios here. You throw a switch and you go to another radio, and it's not that urgent, as they say. And let's see, what else do we got here? Yeah, arthritis. I guess we all got our share of arthritis. I got a little in the fingers. I got it definitely in the knees. And Josephine thinks sometimes I get it in the head because I got a hard head. But Josephine, she's upstairs now. So she's away from me. She has to be pain-free. Anyway, yeah, we gotta hope for the best. You know, people do come out of that and bounce back. It's what we hope and pray for Frank there. Look forward to hearing some news tomorrow from Paul. I don't like to call too much because I'm sure they're getting more than enough calls. And thankfully, Paul is closer, and he'll get to see him tomorrow. That'll be great. Let's see what else we have here. Not too much. Looking forward tomorrow. I'm going to go up to Coffee with the guys. After Coffee, I'm going to go up and take my daughter out for lunch. So that's always a good experience. They got two restaurants up there that I really like, and one's an Italian restaurant right down from a one. One's just a little bit further, another place called Mama's Kitchen, and that's got very good food. So we always enjoy that roughly an hour get together with her. Okay, with that, send it over to you, John, WA2DRG, WA2JKY.
Very good, WA2JKY, WA2DRG. Well, during everybody's last transmission, I got a phone call here, and it's one of my wife's girlfriends from down in Albany, and she's, you know, I can't just say, well, Carol's not here, so she winds up bending my ear. So I missed a lot of what was said in this last go-round. But I have one question for the gang. This business about DMR, Delta Mike Radio, and it's a Bridgecom Systems, a hotspot, and the guys are making calls using a little handheld, and it's more than just a repeater. I'm wondering if anybody is familiar with it and what it's all about. But there's a guy, I was last night, it was just going through on my iPad, and it popped up, and I started seeing a little bit, and this fellow's in from Oklahoma, and he's visiting this guy who's Bridgecom Systems, and he's got this little device, and it's
he's calling it a hot spot, and the next thing you know, he's sitting in his car before he's leaving to drive back to Oklahoma from you know, some distance away, and he's talking to somebody down in Texas and whatever. So I'm wondering if you guys are familiar with that and you could fill me in on it. Other than that, you know, poking along here with this checkbook business, I need to put the Excel program into works here. I've never really used it, but I think it's time for me to learn it and start applying it with my very lackadaisical banking habits here. So over to Sal, K1RGO, WA2DRG.
Okay, WA2DRG and the group K1RGO. Signals are picking up. They sound pretty good here right now, and seems that we first started off, they were down a bit. So we're getting some splatter there, and not too bad. Just taking, kicking the IF ship and play with that a little bit. Anyway, DMR, the digital mobile radio. I think that was Motorola that was the founder of that. But anyway, they have quite a bit here too. It's all digital, and I guess you can have different links too. But here it's all difficult, I guess, or involved to program it. You have to download something or other. I'm not into it. I like the Fusion on my Yaesu. They got D-Star also. But you can get links with any of these repeaters like we do on... Sometimes they'll link it in on some of the locals here, especially during New Year's. Everybody, as the New Year's passes, everybody will have a comment all the way from England all the way through. Okay, there's another nuisance call. And all the way to British Columbia, you know, and everybody will talk to each other or something like that. But, yeah, and Excel, yeah, it's good. You make a nice spreadsheet. Boy, I haven't used that in a while. I was making charts and doing all that way back, and I have been kind of lazy. We do have that on the inventory sheet. Everything's done that. My partner's doing all that stuff. And he made all that. We used to have some from TBS software way back in 1990. But this works good for a little micro niche business, so, or a nano, I should say. And I guess I could do this for a while. Anyway, we got all that in there, and I got the sheets and my with all components, write all them in, and it figures everything out. The total inventory cost for each one. Hey, he likes doing that more than me, and I'm just getting lazy here. So I had to go review that manual too when I reprogrammed the HD here. The Fusion's really nice. Not enough people on there. That's why I was really interested when they were talking about it. But that's by Yaesu, and you got D-Star. I think Icom that does that, or is it Kenwood? Or I think it's Icom. But anyway, it's really good. It's your signal could be way down, and you got crystal clear audio. And we had we got on there on the Simplex a little bit and played with that. And I did Greylock has FSM there, the C4 FM, and I got up there on not too far from here, up on the left knee, 700 feet high, Sleeping Giant, got on there and had a Fusion contact all the way into Greylock. And another station out near, and I guess through the Burlington repeater, somewhere out in the Adirondacks. I guess he was up on the hill there, but anyway, we used Fusion. It was a blast with it. But I got to get more people on there. You could barely see the bar move. There was a New York City station there on one other hike I did out to Mount Higby. And they were so clear, and you could see the bar was way down. But that Fusion is amazing. Nice. So I guess DMR is similar, and then you have your links, and then you got your, I guess the hot spot is, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's one area you can go in, and it's like having a modem or something, and when you go in and want to kick in with someone's DSL or something, I don't know. But that's all I, that's what I can tell you about that. It's fairly popular here. So we still got the analog, and I just take it hiking. I'm not really that serious on that. I used to be into the VHF horizontal mode and the tropo, but I'm not now. I don't know. I like 160 now, and at 6:30 if they ever get anybody on it, and the other bands too. And happen to go through the QRZ logbook there, and didn't realize that so many people waiting for me to QSL back, so I took a while to get through it. I had so many of them in there, and put a bunch of them in there, and there's a bunch of DX I didn't even realize that in there, like 22 countries and some exotic 7X4s and stuff like that. I didn't even realize. A lot on CW sideband, whatever. 40s. Mainly a lot of stuff on 40. Anyway, that's it. I'm still holding the candle. W2FT and the group, K1RGO.
Okay, very good, Sal. K1RGO, W2FT. And fine on everything there. DMR, that's like Sal was saying. As far as I know, I'm not on it, but I have a lot of friends that do use it. And then they wonder why nobody's on any of them. The analog repeater, the radios, any HT can get on there and talk locally, and they do have IRLP and so on and so forth that you can use on regular analog. The majority has radios for that, but when you go to these other systems like DMR, that's Motorola based, and of course D-Star is ICOM based, and System Fusion is Yaesu, so you need that kind of radio. They can only talk to Yaesus, or you could. Now they do make a radio now, I think, that came out. Kenwood might do DMR and maybe another one, I'm not sure, but I'm not that much into it. But now, when you, in order to get on these systems, and yes, they do link, it's all digital, and it does, depending on the different the links and so on, you can talk anywhere, with them, as long as they're on the same system with the same manufactured radio, da-da-da-da-da. And then they wonder why there's nobody on the analog, the regular repeaters, and combine that with the cell phones and the Texan and everything else, and there's an answer for you. How about that? Okay, this is W2FT. Net control for the 7 to 9. Net, do we have any check-ins? Please call. Okay, nothing heard. Let's take it from the top. KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT. This is KZ2A. Well, I'm not familiar with any of these fancy things. I spend all my money on the JC101 MD, and no more money left. Speaking of Excel, well, I used to be pretty good on that. I still have it on a computer. We're compiling test results and graphs and everything else. I haven't used them for 5 years or so. I guess it's time to relearn it again. W2HNQ, Roger, pick it up. Easy to it.
That's very good, Gabe. I guess I'm with you. This is W2HNQ. I get to the point where all this new stuff coming out is Greek to me. I just look at it and say, oh, well, that's a nice innovation. Someday we'll look into it. But I don't know if that day will ever come. The days are getting shorter. Hi. That's for sure. But I still putter with the old stuff. I'm still puttering with the old broadcast radios. They go back into the 20s and 30s. But I enjoy working on those old clunkers. It's a lot of fun. And when you get them working, it's amazing what they can do. You know, I've got a Zenith here now that I've been working on for quite a while. I just didn't get back to it. It's got long distance and short distance knob on it, so you get higher. That's like an attenuator, of course. And it's got a special tone control. It's got the AM and shortwave, not FM yet. And it's a motorized dial. It's geared way down. So if you want to go to the other end of the band, you just push this button and the dial, the motor takes it right around and you stop close to it and then you go through the rest of the way manual. It's amazing, a little thing. And it's got a 12-inch, a little better speaker. And you should hear the tone on that speaker. I put it on something else to check it. And wow, it's a boomer, that's for sure. Yeah, I hooked it up to the SP600 once. Wow, what a speaker. It really is beautiful fidelity. Yeah, and some speakers are very, very curious. You've got a cone, and then from the cone there's a wire that comes back to an arm, and the arm is on like a relay, and the magnet makes that little arm go back and forth. But I don't think that's much for the fidelity, but it's curious the way it's made, and it works. So I'm having fun, let's put it that way, on the old stuff. So with that, WA2JKY, WA2HNQ.
WA2HNQ with the group, WA2JKY returning. Okay, fine there, Rogers. And, you know, you listen to some of them old radios, which I get to hear every once in a blue moon. I'll be somewhere and someone will be playing one, and they really have nice sound to them. The old radios had very nice quality sound to them. A lot of fun to listen to. And, here on that DMR and Fusion and what have you, they sell a lot of radios with it today. The only problem is, as I think Sal may have said, there is a big learning curve in programming them, so you don't just pick them up, put the frequency in, and then you're ready to go. Much more complicated. You have to get yourself a number through the DMR or whoever you're going through. That's the number you're assigned, so when you go on frequency, the digital recognizes you. The thing you got to remember, if you're going to go out and invest in them, there's not many people on them. You can read on this. You read the manufacturers, they'll tell you it's the latest, the greatest. Everybody's enjoying it. The number of people on them is very, very small. So it is growing. It is growing, but it's no big deal. I used to use the IRLP, which is analog, through the repeaters, but the same principle. It still goes into a computer, only it's not digital. Well, it is digital if it's under a computer, but you know what I'm saying, guys. It's analog. I used to talk to my son up on the border there, up by Plattsburgh, every afternoon when he'd leave work. If he got off on time, I'd be sitting in the kitchen having a cup of coffee, and he'd give me a call, and it was just like you're sitting right next to me talking, and I talked to him when he drove up into Canada a few times. It's really, really a lot of fun and very interesting. It worked out very good for me when he was working up there on the border. So you don't have to get a fancy radio to do that. Just look around, see which repeaters have IRLP in your neighborhood, and you're in. And people come in from all over. I've talked to people from Australia, from Canada, from Vancouver, from different places in the States. They just they tune in to the node you're on, and bingo. Once they tune in, they hear you in there, they give you a call, and that's where the guy is. And the bad thing about the other digital modes is none of them can talk to one another. As Harry said, if whatever system you're on, that's it. They have come out with a radio or two that works both systems, but they don't talk to one another. Do you have to go particular type of transmission in order to work that particular? To work Fusion, you have to go to the Fusion side. To work DMR, you got to go to the DMR. So it's unless they get them all talking to one another, which hopefully someday they'll do, it's it's kind of crazy. That really breaks up in the small pockets the number of people that you can work. And that's my life story on that, what little I know. I used to just enjoy the IRLP, talking to my son up there in Plattsburgh. He, I'd be talking to him on 440. He'd be up there picking me up on 2 meters, and that repeater was linked into the system, and it didn't matter what band you were on. You just talk to one another. Let's see, what else do we got here? Nothing exciting. The signals are coming in very well. I'm copying everybody okay on the regular radio, and that's a good thing. I've noticed that when the band starts, the signals are a little shaky, a little down, but you can kind of hear everybody. Then 15 to 20 minutes, you're back in business, and everybody sounds great. So with that, I'll turn it over to John, WA2CRG, WA2JKY.
There you go, WA2JKY, WA2DRG. Very good. Well, thanks the rundown. I've kind of half paid attention to it. I hear guys talk about D-Star, IRLP, now DMR and all. I'm saying, what is all this stuff? I guess, you know, they think it's modern technology and all these modes, you know, stuff from FSK and CSK and all of that. You know, I messed around a little bit with it, but I don't find it, you know, with the computer, I don't find it very interesting to speak about, other than that it's, it works at a very low power and it gets through under conditions that are not always favorable. But anyway, listen, I got a phone call here. I got to get going, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you all. Have a great rest of the afternoon, a good evening, and we keep on our good thoughts and prayers for Frank, and hopefully I can join tomorrow and hear a little bit more from Paul, and hopefully we're going to get some more